This is Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the news on Sunday the 11th of July 2021. This week, I've added details of three new languages on Omniglot: Nyamadi, Mandayali, and Shompen. Nyamadi is a Rajasthani language spoken mainly in Madhya Pradesh in central India by about 2.3 million people and written with the Devanagari alphabet. Mandayali is a Western Pahari language spoken mainly in the Mandi district of Himachal Pradesh in northern India by about 623,000 people. It is now written with the Devanagari alphabet and used to be written with the Takri alphabet. And Shompen is a Nicobarese language spoken on Great Nicobar Island, part of the Indian Union Territory of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The number of speakers is not known, and it's rarely written, except by researchers. There are also two new constructed scripts on Omniglot this week: compact phonetic glyphs, an alternative way of writing North American English, and Argiles, a modified version of the Latin alphabet used to write a language called Argiles, an international auxiliary language invented by Alan Giles. There are two new numbers pages on Omniglot this week: Proto-Slavic and Old Church Slavonic. There are new translations of a couple of stories in Lingua de Planeta and Argiles. Meanwhile, on the Omniglot blog, there are new posts about knickknacks, bonnets, and the usual language quiz. This week's Celtiadir post is about words in Celtic languages for river mouth, estuaries, and related things. I also added new translations of the Tower of Babel story in Russian and made improvements to the Mundari and Fur language pages. Now this week, for a change, I published The Adventure in Etymology, about the word balance, on Saturday rather than Sunday. Normally I work on Omniglot 7 days a week, but have decided to do other things on Sundays. Today, for example, I'll be working on a new recording of one of my songs, which is in a made-up language I'm working on called Lala, and I'll share that with you when I'm happy with it. So that's all the new stuff that's been happening on Omniglot this week. You can also find Omniglot News at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at @omniglossia, and also on Facebook, on the Omniglot Fan Club and the Omniglot page. That's all the Omniglot news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.